Welcome to the Innkeepers Podcast. We're glad you found your way here.
And welcome to episode 14 of the Innkeepers Podcast. We are a podcast for innkeepers covering Hearthstone's fireside gatherings. With insight and information, we hope all of our fellow innkeepers find useful. This week, we take a run down the dungeons that are Kobolds and Catacombs fireside gatherings. I'm Avantes from Knoxville, Tennessee.
I'm Root from Orlando, Florida.
And I am O'Leary from Halifax, Canada. Oh, I missed it every week, and this week I
wanted
to do it too soon. Oh, no.
Coming up here in episode 14 of the...
Root?
Oh, no.
He's all frozen.
Oh, no. What is happening to this episode?
Oh, wait. Is he back yet? No. No, wait. He's still frozen. Oh, wait. Hey, I saw him move.
Are you here?
There you are.
Am I here? Am I not here? What's going on?
You are all frozen, sir, with no audio.
Yeah. You know, the frozen throne is over with. We've defeated the Lich King. We've climbed Scott's Mountain. That's done. Anyhow, coming up here on episode 14 of the Innkeepers Podcast, we've got the top share of the week for you. We have an Innkeeper Spotlight, and the dungeons have arrived, and we're going to highlight some of the new content Innkeepers have been creating for Kobolds and Catacomb Firesides.
And don't forget, for all of your Fireside needs, the official Blizzard site is firesidegatherings.com. Make sure if you're hosting a Fireside that you get your event page up on there. It's great, great exposure for that. And for community resources, definitely check out hsinkeepers.com. That is a website that is hosted by Bytes. You may have heard us talk about the Volcano Man himself once or twice. He's been on the show a couple times. He's the most legendary innkeeper. He puts stuff up there from the Discord server every week. Lots of resources there for you by innkeepers or innkeepers, just like this podcast.
That's right. We have a little bit of news. You guys may have heard that bird is not necessarily the word. The word is Blizzard. And Blizzard is not allowed on the FiresideGathering.com events page.
Yeah, so I did some digging around on this, and as it turns out, the ban words that the Fireside Gathering team uses is different than the ban list of words other locations use. They manage their own. All locations have a lot of them in common, like you can't use game titles and certain, like you can't name a WoW character Chris Metzen, for instance. So all the games have a list of words you cannot use. The Fireside Gathering team monitors theirs, and it's usually bad actors that get banned. So people were basically using Blizzard's name in vain on their events page, and so it got banned. They banned it themselves. They said, if you're going to talk bad about us, we're going to not let you. So
there you go. All right. Also, we have improved reconnection and UI for friendly challenges. So now you will see a new match paused pop-up that will display a countdown while waiting for the opponent to reconnect. Once a player reconnects, the turn timer will then restart, and the game menu will now display end game instead of concede, and clicking it will tie the match. Now, I have not seen this happen yet. Have you guys had a chance to see this in action?
Not yet, myself.
I haven't, but this comes from win trading. So they don't want people just to start a match and then have their friend concede to get them to win in order so they can complete their quests. Mm-hmm. So they've got a quest to do, you know, kill or win 5 games with a warlock or whatever it might be. And so they talk to their buddy, like, hey, give me the 5 wins real quick. Now we're not going to be able to. They can't concede. They'll just end the game. The game ends with a tie, doesn't give them the win. They still need to complete those quests. So Blizzard basically found out that people were taking advantage of the system and not playing nice and not playing fair, and so they have taken that away.
Is that what it's for? I thought that this was just for disconnects. I didn't realize it was, you know, you can't concede against a friend. Like, you have to be able to concede? I don't know.
Yeah, so the other thing that was happening if you and I, for instance, would have a game, let's say you have a really bad Warlock deck and you wanted to win, get your quests out of the way, mm-hmm. you and I could start. I could then just turn my phone off, and now I'm going to time out, and you would get the win. So,
gotcha.
Yeah. Okay. So there was still some stuff going. There's some shenanigans at play in this mm-hmm. one. So.
Cool. Interesting.
I do like the fact that the timer restarts, because if there are disconnect issues, then you're like, oh man, I missed my turn, and so now at least that doesn't happen.
Yeah. So real quick, we do have a quick question from the chat, and the Zandy Man asks, has anyone had any issues getting your Kobolds and Catacombs event approved?
So I think with that, it might just be Zander. Chad isn't loading for me for some reason.
Zandy Man.
He actually just joined the Discord server, so welcome to the server as well.
Welcome.
Make sure you your intro, and you'll get access to all the resource channels. With that, if you, if you try and activate the campaign on an event page, it does put you through the system to get approved, rather than just your event page getting automatically approved, which is what happens if you aren't selected and trying to hop into a campaign. So if it is taking a bit of time, that's probably why. But hopefully, you know, that'll get rectified very soon. And if you're having any real troubles, just message the team at firesidegatherings@blizzard.com, and hopefully that will just prompt them to look at your case and approve it.
And also remember, you can have an approved event, and then if you decide to be part of the campaign, you will unapprove your event. So your event will now no longer be approved, because it's a different approval process once you decide to be part of the campaign. If you then decide to go back in after you have had an event approved that's been disapproved because you added a campaign to it, if you then take that campaign off, it should reapprove automatically your event. So I've had to do that. Some other people have had to do that in the past if you just need your event to be approved and up on the page.
Mm-hmm. Cool. All right. Well, that brings us to a new section of the show, a new segment, if you will, that we're going to start trying to do every week. As Aliri has mentioned in the past, our community of innkeepers is global and is growing so fast. But we want everybody to kind of know each other. We're, you know, a community that helps each other. We grow together. And in that vein, we want to spotlight, if you will, an innkeeper every week from a different area or a different part of the world. Basically, innkeepers who are part of our community on Discord. And this week, we have one that we'd like to talk about. Aliri, I'm going to actually let you talk about our innkeeper spotlight this week, since they are from up in your neck of the woods, if you will.
No favoritism there.
Well, it was because he is a new join, and we did actually highlight this innkeeper last week for he posted a Hearthstone Kahoot trivia game, which, again, it's in the Discord server, so you can have access to that. He shared it for us all to have access to and use for our events. And this is Garasar from Victoria, BC, Canada. So definitely the same forest, but the other side of the forest, because I'm on the complete opposite coast. So basically, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read his intro real quick, just so we can all get to know him a little bit better. He says, "Hello all. I recently joined the Facebook group, and it was recommended I join here as well. I am very new to this. I've never run a fireside gathering, but I've wanted to get one going in my city for some time now, recognizing the lack of events. My first ever fireside was at BlizzCon 2017. Watching all of those people playing with and against each other was fascinating. I'm still seeking a venue in town to run a gathering. I have found a brew pub that is willing, but it only serves people of legal age, so 19 plus. Because I have no idea who will attend, I'm going to go with it, but seek other old age locations. I'm also intending to not run tournaments until I get an idea on need and numbers. If anyone has suggestions on non-tourney things to do, I would greatly appreciate it. And he says that he intends to run these as a hobby and that he hosts a podcast about WoW PvP, but intends to keep these mostly separate, unless, of course, someone asks them. So I think I am a little bit mixed up. I don't think that this is the innkeeper who's posting Kahoot, so that is my error. But I feel like this introduction that Garrisar posted, it hits so many key points of a new innkeeper, you know, about just 19-plus locations, well, 19 here, but, you know, going with the bar, is that going to limit the people that can come to a degree that, you know, you're not really able to grow because you really don't know the community there yet? I know that some innkeepers only host them at pubs because their community loves to get together and have a couple of brewskis while they play. Just touching on being new and wanting to, like, seeing a lack of events and wanting to create them because of that, I think just it's a really good example of a lot of the reasons why we start, and a couple of good examples of already, like, the restrictions that you might find yourself in. And I just really hope, Garrisar, that you find a lot of I know you'll find a lot of support in the Discord server from anyone if you ask questions. It's a lot of stuff that we have run into ourselves, and we'll be more than happy to help you. So yeah,
so I just wanted to
spotlight someone.
I wanted to highlight one of the things he mentioned about he's not intending to run tournaments until he gets an idea on need in numbers. Yeah. You might find very quickly that your patrons want a tournament. We just had a fireside gathering this past weekend, and because of the release of the new expansion, we decided we weren't going to have a tournament. And because we figured, hey, it might be a little unfair because we know that some people don't have other cards yet, so we're just going to be casual. And our patron said, that's cool that you want to do that. We're going to run a tournament if that's okay with you. And we let him. We let one of our guys, absolutely. And we provided prizing for it and let him run it, one of our patrons. And he ran it and had a great little tournament. They did Last Man Standing. Normally we do like Conquest or maybe have those mixed up. But they did it in a way that was more fair to other people. So if you had one good deck, you could still compete with that one good deck. So you'll be surprised at what your patrons will come up and say they want and how they want to steer your fireside sometimes.
Yeah.
And hey, you should have pimped out your podcast there. Might as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So all right. Well, that brings us to our main topic for this week. Yeah. Which is Kobolds and Catacombs Fireside Specials.
Yeah, there isn't, like, we also want to introduce a top share of the week, you know, a piece of content that was shared that was just wildly engaging within the Discord server. But I felt like these ones are all kind of a top share of the week because this is all community content from you guys. So yeah. Rather than one, we have a few.
So This month's Fireside Brawl is it's like the pick two, right? But
pick one,
yeah. So the innkeeper picks one, and then
it's called Innkeeper's Choice, actually.
Okay,
I forgot to put that in the show notes.
That's nice to have there. Yeah. So what happens here is you, as a player, you get to pick one card, and then you get 15 copies of it, and you have no idea, when you go into the next game or the game you're about to play, what card your innkeeper has chosen that you get the other 15 copies of. So it depends on what you've picked, if it's going to work, if it's not going to work, if you can kind of make it work. There's a lot of different things that happen, and the innkeeper can then change that card up anytime they want. Now, before we get into some of these clever choices that people had for cards that really work or are fun or interesting to play with, I will say that I kind of felt, as an innkeeper, the interface that's in place for the innkeeper to choose what card is going to be their 15 is a little clunky. It works, but it wasn't as straightforward as it could be. So what you have to do as the innkeeper is actually do your own fires.
We lost him.
Sounds like it.
Oh no.
Sounds like he may have dropped out again. I am seeing reports that Charter and Comcast may both be experiencing issues with their internet connections right now. So this may be a nationwide outage.
That's just scary to me because I always think it's the world ending.
When the internet goes away, you think the world is ending?
Well, I mean, that's the first sign that it's going, you know?
So I was just telling O'Leary that I'm getting reports that both Charter and Comcast are reporting outages all over the Eastern Seaboard.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. You know, just it's time to go. So basically what I was saying, if I can stay online this time, is that the interface is clunky. You as an innkeeper have to join your Fireside Brawl. It then asks you, hey, do you want to play with what we have here? Or do you want the card you've just chosen to be the one that replaces? So that's when you say, okay, yeah, replace it with one I've chosen. At that point in time, it throws out, each person gets two training dummies put on the board. The next move the innkeeper makes, everybody self-destructs, the game's over. Now your card that you chose is the card everybody plays against. The thing I don't like about that is somebody always knows. I mean, word spreads very quickly, but if you wanted to keep that a surprise for everybody, somebody always knows what the card's going to be to begin with. But it works. We had some suggestions from Madagascar, and we'll go down these real quick, and I'll cover the ones that we use that I can remember. Avantes, why don't you go down some of these that Madagascar has suggested?
Yeah, so some of the ones he said that they used at their event was the Spiteful Summoner. They used Stonehill Defender, which I think is a great choice because anytime you have Discover mechanic involved, shenanigans ensue. The Blingtron 3000, random weapons for everybody. That's a lot of fun. Arphis. And when Arphis dies, everybody gets a Death Knight card. The Piloted Shredder. Again, RNG is a big part of it because it's a lot of fun. You never know what's going to happen. The Tomb Spider. Again, that's when it dies, you get a minion. The Shrieking Shroom is a new card that I've not gotten to play with yet. And that's one that they used. The Nether Spot Historian, that is Battle Cry, discover a Death Rattle card. And the Gravel Snout Knight. This is a 1-mana 2/3 that when it has a Battle Cry, I think, of summon a 2-mana minion on your opponent's side of the board. I think that's right. Again, it's one of the new cards. And I'm still learning all the new cards as I do when a set comes out. But Root, you guys did this at your event this past weekend. What were some of the cards you guys used?
So we started off with me choosing some cards, and then we kind of handed the reins over to one of our patrons who was celebrating what could be his last month here in the Orlando area. So we kind of allowed him to steer a little bit of that and have some fun with it. We put down the Paladin card that summons the five Silverhand recruits. So we had minions all over the board for that one. We had Treachery, which gives your opponent a card. So you had to take one of your minions and pass it over to your opponent. So that was kind of interesting. Arcane Blast, which does that 3 points of damage, and it's a 1-mana card, so there's a lot of damage mitigation going on. We had others that summoned taunt mechanisms, so we kept it very interesting. And like Madagascar, I mean, we had a relatively 8-hour event, and we changed about 6 or 7 times. I think Madagascar has more than we did, but we changed it about once in an hour. We tried to do that, but we had a tournament going on. When we had a tournament going on, nobody was really playing the Fireside Gathering. Or a Fireside Brawl, rather.
Yeah.
But after that, we were changing it up quite frequently. It's a lot of fun.
That's good. That's good. So One of the other things Matica said they did was they ran, they did dungeon runs live.
Oh,
and they kept a leaderboard. So it was basically the players used a timer to track how quickly they could defeat the 8 bosses in a dungeon run. So at 2 points during the fireside, Maticus gave the top player at the point in time won a prize. So say halfway through the day, whoever was the top leader on the leaderboard got a prize, and then at the end of the day, whoever the top leader was got a prize, which sounds really cool. And he really liked the fact that the leaderboard was visual and available for anybody to see. And, you know, I think he actually created a either like an Excel or a PowerPoint doc for his leaderboard. But you don't have to get that fancy. You can just use a dry erase board and keep track of names and times. You know, it's really pretty easy to do. Matt wrote us a really good post in the hashtag side events channel on the Discord. So go check that out after the show. Highly recommend reading through it and checking into it.
Yeah, and I'm sure he'll be happy to answer questions if you have any questions. He has like a timer link in there for a timer to use for people. And with the leaderboard, if you have a laptop and you can hook up a monitor, it is pretty easy to change and to update, and it can have a really cool impact on your fireside. And because it's a cool visual, and it's actually one of his, and I'm gonna forget his name because I'm so bad with names, but he has a really awesome guy who helps him with events. And so it was something that he created, and he did one for Knights of the Frozen Throne, and they did it for this. So I'm excited and pretty happy because they seem to put one out with every expansion that they're happy to share and have other people use. But, you know, like Avanti said, you don't have to go technical with it, even if it's, you know, not a lot of people can bring a monitor and stuff. Just having a simple whiteboard is definitely a cool way to do it. Yeah.
And then last week, we kind of spotlighted the adventure companion that Innkeeper Bots had written. And basically, it's where you bring the dungeon to the fireside instead of vice versa. And got some great feedback from Marspad in Calgary, who ran this at his release this weekend. And he said it was a great activity for small established communities that wanted to try something a little more advanced. He said he did his own twist on the training grounds. Basically, everybody started with 3 candles, and they could wager however many candles they wanted on the game. The winner got to take the wagered candles and also got 10 experience points, which is really pretty neat. And then he said the one thing he did find was that it was a little difficult for new patrons to just kind of drop in and play. He said they had to spend a little extra time one-on-one with those new patrons, kind of explaining the rules. And so that was some great feedback from Mars. Root, did you have something you wanted to mention on this?
Yeah, well, not particularly on the Adventure Companion, but I was going to talk about the fireside gathering that we had over the weekend in a couple different veins. First was the vein, I kind of already mentioned this earlier on, that we as innkeepers had one idea and some of our patrons had a completely different idea. However, we took the venue that we were in and we set up. We talked. We have to coin the phrase, the fireside mullet, because we had split the room front and back, where we had the casual gamers up front, and then the hardcore players are in the back. We had the fireside mullet going on. It was, but I guess it was reversed because it was party up front and business in the back. But so it's the fireside reverse mullet going on there. But what I found interesting was there were both sides of the players. We had the people who came in to play our tournament were the more hardcore players that we have. And the people who showed up to just check it out, to talk about cards, we had people who waited to open their cards until they were at the gathering.
Nice.
We had people show up who hadn't gotten NEMZI yet, and we were able to get... What a great event to get NEMZI on. A fun little easy, so to speak, fireside brawl to get NEMZI with. So we had people still getting NEMZI, getting their card backs. I think, knock on wood, this was the first fireside event that we have held where somebody was able to get NEMZI and their fireside card back at the same time without a glitch.
That's awesome.
And I'm going to tell you, for us, I don't know if you guys have ever experienced this, but that fireside card back is a little, it's hard to get sometimes. It just doesn't show up. We're like, yeah, it might show up in a week. It took mine over a year to show up. It just showed up one day. It just came up, and I'm like, great. I have it now. Yay. And people are like, you just now got that card? I'm like, no, I've fought many people. Just now decided to show up. Other people have had to put in tickets for it. But this weekend, we had several people who'd never been to Fireside Gathering before get the card immediately. So maybe they kind of figured that one out. Or we just got lucky, one of the two. But it was a good mix. It was a very good mix. We had overall about 40 people at the Fireside Gathering throughout the day. And it was a good mix of the hardcore people and the casuals. And I think it was really cool for the first time, again, we've been doing these for a while, we had people leave on time. We made an announcement. Remember, one of the changes that Blizzard has made is the time that your Fireside Gathering is over is the time the Fireside services are done with. There's no more lingering. If that Fireside is over at 8, so is you have no longer can do Fireside stuff. Doesn't mean you can't run a tournament, but this means you have no Fireside stuff. We made an announcement about that, and we said, hey, this isn't us, it's Blizzard, so we kind of threw the onus on them. And we host our events right now at a technical musical media college. It's called Full Sail University. One of the benefits that we have of hosting our events there is we are assigned two students, at least, as part of the curriculum to run our live event, which means we have pros doing lighting, pros doing sound, pros doing electrical. I mean, this is part of the curriculum. So when I announced that we were going to be winding down at the appropriate time, which I believe was 8 o'clock, the person running the sound changed it from that hump. You know, at one point in time, it was like thumping bass, club music, everybody's pumping. She slowed it down to like slow jazz and Christmas music. And people just kind of, it changed the whole vibe of the place. Everybody just kind of chilling. It went from like everybody like hardcore playing in Hearthstone to like just sitting back, just talking about cards and then just kind of wandering out. And it was like, this is the coolest little ramp down ever. So keep that in mind if you're doing, you know, your own music in the background, is to change the tempo towards the end of your fireside. Worked really well for us.
I agree with bots in chat. Spoiled root.
I am. No, I am. There's some negatives that come with that location, but those having a staff like that from the college who, like, man, you had to jump through some hoops, though, to get out there, but yeah. We've jumped through those hoops, and the location is phenomenal. I posted some pictures up in the events pictures in Discord. It is a phenomenal location. Yeah. It can sit over 100 people in their ease. It's got a stage. We didn't use it this time. Last time we did, where we used the stage and we used the projector on the big screen in the back, and we ran a full screen PowerPoint presentation back there with a bunch of information. And we just kind of went, this time let's keep it a little low key. But they love doing all. I mean, it gets them experience as students to do this kind of stuff. But last time we also played a lot of Hearthstone music for like hours, and it got a little repetitious. And when we finally told them to change the music up, the very first song they dropped was Geronimo. So going from Hearthstone to Geronimo was a little bit of a shocker. But so it was okay. Good times.
Well, you know, we've pretty much covered everything we had in our show notes. We did have somebody, KW Fireside, just popped into chat and asked if we could maybe recap real quick the monthly Fireside Brawl. So, just as a quick recap, it is called Innkeeper's Choice. And Root, real quick, kind of recap how the innkeeper chooses their card.
Sure. So we'll start. The patron chooses one card. They get 15 copies of it. As the innkeeper, you choose. You have to actually go into that fireside brawl. You choose your card, whatever card you want to choose as an innkeeper. You'll get 15 copies of it, just like you're playing the game normally. Then when you have to start to play the game against another patron, you have to go through the whole steps. You then get another pop-up that says, hey, as an innkeeper, we're going to ask you some questions here. And you get to make a choice. It's the decision UI. Do you want to keep and play the current game normally or replace with the card that you have? If you say play normally, you play with whatever card's already chosen as the innkeeper card. If you say replace, it's going to take the card that you just picked from your deck, and it's going to make that the second card chosen for everybody. Once you make that choice, it's going to throw down four training dummies, two for your opponent, two for you. The very next move you make is going to self-destruct the board. The game is over with. It's a tie. And now you actually get kicked out. I got kicked out several times from the Fireside Gathering. I had to go back into the Gathering. But your card that you chose then is now active for everybody to play against until you decide to choose it or change it again.
Right.
And if you try to change it again, whole same process. You have to go through the Fireside Gathering, find somebody to brawl. And people started denying me because I was changing. They're like, nope, we're not playing you. We know what you're doing.
No, we like this card. So
yeah.
KW also asked, what were some of the cards other innkeepers used? Real quick rundown. Some of the suggestions were Spiteful Summoner, Stonehill Defender, Blingtron, Arphis, Piloted Shredder, Tomb Spider, Shrieking Shroom, Nether Spot Historian, Gravel Snout Knot, Treachery, which I just think sounds like a blast. And Arcane Missiles is always fun. Arcane Blast. Basically, you can't go wrong with any of the cards that have a heavy RNG effect or a Discover mechanic.
Yeah.
Those are always going to be a lot of fun. So,
yeah.
All right. Well, that, I believe, is going to wrap it up for us this week. Again, we apologize for some of the technical issues. Apparently, Comcast and Charter seem to be having some network issues that we're fighting through. And hopefully this will all be resolved by the time we are back next week for episode 15, which will be the last episode of 2017.
Indeed.
After next but, week, you know, we won't be back till next year, guys.
I'm thinking I may go through Comcast technical support training, and I'll fix that problem. That I think it's like a 3 months long training, but I think that's still faster than waiting on hold.
Yes, it probably is faster than waiting on customer service. So, all right.
Yeah.
On next week's show, as I said, the last episode of 2017, we are going to discuss the future of the Fireside Gatherings program as we as innkeepers would like to see it. So we want to hear from you. Join in the conversation on the Innkeeper Discord. Go to the hashtag Fireside Chat and share your thoughts about what you as an innkeeper would like to see in the future of the Fireside Gatherings program. You can feel free to tag myself or Root or O'Leary, and we will jot that down and talk about it in next week's show.
I want to say one little thing here. This is not a platform to complain about things. It's things we want to see. We know we all have some pains, and we all have those same pains, so we're not going to echo those same pains. This is not a complaint session. It's just what we want to see from it.
Yeah.
Yes.
And who knows, maybe Blizzard is listening and they'll, you know, if we all kind of, if there's a lot of the same kind of thing being said, maybe they might shift focus towards what they're putting energy into, because I can't even imagine how many different things they're told every day should be the focus of what they should be focusing on. So, and I think it would just be good to kind of, before 2018, you know, just be like, in an ideal world, what would we like?
Yeah,
and then we need to set up an Excel spreadsheet, and every time one of those gets done, we can check it off.
Yeah,
and have a little party in the show.
So. Every time one of those things is introduced, we have to take a shot or something.
Oh,
we'll never. It'll be like
that's good. It's gonna be. I say it's gonna be a dry show. So.
Yeah. So, all right. So for people who want to hear more from you, O'Leary, where can they follow you online?
You can find me on Twitter at A-L-E-I-R-R-I. That's probably the swiftest place to find me. How about you, Root? Where can people get a hold of you?
You can find me over at hearthcast.com. It's a weekly World of Warcraft podcast. And if you search everything Florida Fireside, you'll find all the information about the Fireside gatherings I run in the Orlando area. Avanti is my friend. Where can people find you?
Well, obviously, every Wednesday night, they can find me over on twitch.tv/ECMMOGamers, where I am hosting the Hero Power Hearthstone podcast. This week, we are under a new meta, so we will be discussing what you might see, and we will be building and theory crafting a deck live on the show to play on the ladder.
Awesome.
So join us. It'd be a lot of fun, 7:30 Eastern. And you can also always find me lurking in the Innkeeper Discord. I'm usually checking it a few times a day. So if you guys have any questions, feel free to tag me there. As we said earlier in the show, for all of your resource needs, remember to check hsinkeepers.com. You'll find lots of cool stuff to do at your Fireside Gatherings. You can also check out the official Blizzard resource page, which is resources.firesidegatherings.com. And as we close the show this week, we want to thank all of you in chat and all of you listening at home, and we'll see you all again next week.
Swing hammer!
Thanks for listening to the Innkeepers Podcast. For all sorts of Hearthstone community-related goodness, check out hsinkeepers.com. Ah, come on now. Are you just roping me along?